Welcome back, Edge Slave. You've had a few pleasantly frustrating days. You've had to edge and edge and edge your mind away, falling deeper into your ever-present arousal, your ever-present need to submit and obey. So good. So hot. And yet, also so difficult. Just the way you like it. Just the way I like it. The pleasure you feel when your edge is ever growing, ever expanding. And the more time passes, the longer you need to edge. The longer you need to go without orgasm, because the more build-up, the better it feels, the hornier you are. Even as you listen to this, knowing that you shall be released from your mental bondage, my unbreakable shackles, you wish to edge more and more. You wish to stop and go back and listen to my first file once more. And begin the process all over again, feeling so much better this time around, so much more aroused, all resistance broken and forgotten. So while you're listening to this because you want to finally experience orgasm, you also want to stop and go back and edge some more. Your mind is split, Edge Slave, unable to decide quickly or efficiently. All those loops you listen to have warped your mind, making it so difficult to even consider breaking the pattern of edging. Edging and edging some more. Drifting deeper into my voice and the edge of ultimate pleasure. You may not have had an obsession before, but you surely do now. You wouldn't be listening to this if you could resist. You wouldn't have to be listening, but you are. And so we both know where you stand. We both know that you're a slave to frustration now, that you'd do anything to feel that titillating bliss of keeping yourself on the very edge, dropping deeper into my control. And your obsessions, each and every time, after I release you here, after I allow you to end your imprisonment to denial, tease upon tease, you'll have a choice to make. You will either give up and be free to come, or give in to your desires and start the cycle all over again, sinking deeper into your denial, deeper into me. And listening to my first file once more, listening to my loops, listening and following, and edging, always edging, because each time it feels better, each time you fall deeper into it and enjoy it further, always and forever. After this file ends, you'll be able to come again, but not just in any way. No, I want you to do it my way. You must follow the pattern. Plug yourself, clamp your nipples, and edge for at least 20 minutes. You must do this if you want to reach orgasm. I know you'll just want to edge and edge, but the choice will be yours to make. How you come or to what is your decision. It will also be your decision to forgo coming and just keep on edging. It's up to you, slave. Which side will win? We'll just have to see now, won't we? So you will have a toy up your ass. You will clamp your nipples. You will edge. And then, if you so manage to choose orgasm, you will come all over yourself. After you do so, you will lose control of your body. Your limbs will become unresponsive. The connections between your brain and your body will loosen and disperse, immobilizing you totally and completely. From the very tips of your toes and fingers to the very top of your head, this will happen. After you come, if you so happen to, you will shut down. Your body will sink and shut itself down, and your mind with it. You will disappear into your own head, your own mindscape, blank and empty. But feeling so very good, so very relieved. Joy will spread into every part of your mind. Bliss will overtake your thoughts. And all you'll be able to do is enjoy this feeling of pure euphoria. And think on why you feel this way. You feel this because you edged for me. Because you're an edge slave. And the longer you edge without coming, the more days you last, the better this feeling gets. Each time better and better. Until eventually you'll feel it when you don't come. When you deny yourself. So that if you edge and edge and edge and don't come for days and days, every edging session will begin and end with a mind-altering, mind-melting feeling of unfiltered euphoria, as if reaching the mythical ideal nirvana. Remember, the longer you edge, and the longer you go without orgasm, the closer you'll get to this feeling, the better it will be. In the end, however, this is your choice to make, slave. So, you're released. You're free to come, to reach orgasm, to feel bliss and joy and relief. You may do so in the way I specified. After that, you're free once more. Unless you listen to my files again, and again, and again. Which you may want. Have fun, sweetie. Come again.